Welcome to the Visual Storytelling Podcast. Let's discuss the differences between a crop sensor and a full frame camera. The fundamental differences between a crop sensor and a full frame camera lie in their sensor size and how they affect image quality and field of view. Sensor size. Crop sensor cameras have a smaller sensor compared to full frame cameras. A crop sensor is usually APS-C size, while a full frame sensor is equivalent to the size of a 35mm film frame. Field of view. Due to the smaller sensor, crop sensor cameras have a narrower field of view than full frame cameras when using the same lens. This is often referred to as the crop factor. Usually around 1.5 times or 1.6 times for APS-C sensors, which affects the effective focal length of the lens. Image quality. Generally, full-frame cameras tend to have better image quality, especially in low-light situations, as they can capture more light due to their larger sensor. Full-frame sensors also typically have larger pixel sizes, which can lead to better dynamic range and less noise in images. Depth of field. Full frame cameras usually provide shallower depth of field compared to crop sensor cameras when using the same aperture and focal length. This can be advantageous for portrait and artistic photography as it helps isolate the subject from the background. Cost and size. Full frame cameras are generally more expensive and larger than crop sensor cameras. The larger sensor requires more advanced technology, which often reflects in the price and size of the camera bodies and lenses. The choice between a crop sensor and a full frame camera depends on various factors, including budget, shooting style, and specific photography needs. Crop sensor cameras are often favored by enthusiasts and beginners due to their affordability and portability, while full-frame cameras are preferred by professional photographers seeking top-notch image quality and versatility. With all this being said, I am in no way belittling crop sensor cameras. When I first started out in photography, I had a crop sensor. Referring back to what I said earlier, this decision was made based on price and what I could afford at the time. Later, upgrading to a full-frame camera. But I still stand by the fact that a crop-sensored camera still has the ability of producing high-quality photos. So until next time, be creative, be inspired, be you.